Harvard Professor of Psychiatry and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Dr. John Mack reads from his book, Passport to the Cosmos, Human Transformation and Alien Encounters.
There's a good deal of confusion in the abduction research field surrounding the word spiritual. How, some argue, can a phenomenon that is so traumatic for many people, one that seems to disregard human wishes, feelings, and morality, be spiritual in the sense of coming from a higher source? Some experiences are even left with external and possibly internal organ scarring, as well as lasting conscious and unconscious fears and phobias. Should not spiritual experiences be benign, largely uplifting, or directly enlightening? Yet we know that some experiences, such as life-threatening illnesses, tragic losses, and other personal crises, are often catalysts for profound personal growth and transformation. Furthermore, many spiritual disciplines, such as Zen Buddhism and shamanic initiations, include harsh practices that confront the student with disturbing aspects of internal and external reality. Some abduction experiences describe openings and connections to what they variously describe as the other world, divine light, home, source, or God, that leave little doubt in the minds of the people who talk with them that something important has occurred. The apparent expansion of psychic or intuitive abilities, a heightened reverence for nature with the feeling of having a life-preserving mission, the collapse of space-time perception, a sense of entering other dimensions of reality or universes, the conviction of possessing a dual human-alien identity, a feeling of connection with all of creation, and related transpersonal experiences, all are such frequent features of the abduction phenomenon that I have come to feel that they are, at least potentially, basic elements of the process. Indeed, the experiences of abductees may bring them to something very much akin to shamanic or mystical states of mind, although for the most part, the experiences remain deeply rooted in everyday three-dimensional life, a dilemma that sometimes causes them a good deal of pain. Even when abductees initially experience the beings themselves, especially the now well-known small gray figures with huge black eyes, as instigators of great fear and trauma, over time they may come to see them as odd spirit guides, closer to the ultimate creative principle or source than humans, even as emissaries from the divine. They experience a heart opening, a sense of loving connection with all living beings and creation itself, which can at times take on mystical proportions. Abductees experience a renewed sense of the sacred and a reverence for nature. Some, like Carlos Diaz, see divine light, like an aura, surrounding each living thing. Like Carlos, they may become aware of the interconnected web of life and be viscerally, sometimes unbearably, pained by the destruction of the earth's living forms, committing themselves to their preservation. Quote, I've learned to go back to the natural flow of things, unquote, Isabel says, and, quote, everything just connects the way it's supposed to be. The fundamental changes that abductees make in their lives as they come to grasp the power and meaning of their experiences has been important in convincing me of the truth and significance of their stories, whatever their ontological or reality status may be. Many give up mainstream jobs, often for less well-paying ones in the healing or other human service professions, and become active in earth-preserving projects. The change in their worldviews and core beliefs is lasting and continues to evolve. They usually feel compelled to share what they have learned as a result of confronting their experiences. But there is a painful side to the spiritual awakening that abduction experiences undergo. Although they may feel that they have a special responsibility or mission as teachers or earth stewards, their deepening connection with source or home brings with it for them a feeling that they do not belong here. They may even feel they have an alien identity or soul and that the spaceships themselves are part of home. The negativity or toxicity, material and spiritual, that they experience in their environment, especially in urban centers, may become literally unbearable. Not infrequently, experiences become estranged from close family members unless these individuals can grow with them. When they confront their longing to, quote, return, unquote, to home or God, they may literally sob with the pain and grief of their separation. The abduction phenomenon seems to be one of a number of intrusions into our reality from other realms that are contributing to the gradual, at least so far, spiritual rebirth taking place in Western culture. It seems to have something to do with the human future. Each of the principal elements of the phenomenon, the traumatic intrusions, the reality-shattering encounters, the energetic intensity, the apocalyptic ecological confrontations, the reconnection with Source, and the forging of new relationships across a dimensional divide contributes in its own way to the Daishigyo, the great ego death that is marking the end of the materialist business-as-usual paradigm that has lost its compatibility with life in the world as we now know it.